This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to turn our attention back to recruiting. And certainly this hometown boy has done really good. He's the national director of recruiting, Sports Illustrated, John Garcia Jr. John, thanks so much for taking the time. You're a busy guy. You're everywhere and doing an awesome job. And I'm glad to have you back in Florida a lot.
Appreciate the kind words, Blue. Always good to be on with you.
This is a great time because now you have all these 7-on-7s. You have the camps. You have the combines. You have everything going on, all in anticipation of spring, which begins at the end of April, and then we wait and see what's going to happen with the camps, the college camps. Do you hear anything? I heard maybe they may modify them and each college will have them, but it'll be under kind of stricter guidelines.
Yeah, I think the days of, you know, these weekend camps where waves of hundreds of prospects are set to compete over 48 or 72 hours, I think those days could be done altogether. But I do think we will see camps as early as the month of June. We've seen some colleges pretty much advertise it from Penn State all the way down to Troy State in Alabama. So you do see a lot of colleges gearing up for the month of June as a big time month for visits, campus, camp participations, all those kind of things. So I do think you will see it. But like you said, that there's going to be some type of personnel restriction. The volume won't be nearly as much, but all these college coaches and the prospects themselves, frankly, they'll take it at this point, having not been able to do anything like that for over a year now.
John, it's essential because, like you said, we missed all of last year, missed all of last spring, we missed all of last summer. So these 21, 22 kids were getting a little shortchanged. I think the class of 22, and I'm not talking about the elite kids. I'm talking about the tweener kids. They're getting a little bit of the shaft right now because they've gone through that whole period where they didn't get looked at as sophomores last year. And now at this time, they're juniors to rising seniors. They're not getting any up close and personal looks because colleges can't come out in the spring. I suggested that you just got to be creative and you got to be proactive and you got to do things because you know as well as I do with this extra year that the NCAA gave a lot of these athletes and then the transfer portal that there's more kids transferring that are playing. What a logjam! And poor class of 22 and then the 23 class is going to really pay the price.
100%, Larry. You saw in the class of 21, you know, the group that got the back half of their recruitment cut off from an in-person perspective, we saw a lot of low numbers in December and February. In terms of the schools, right, bringing in less prospects, most schools used to bring around 25. You saw a lot of schools under 20 this year. And five spots might not sound a lot to the layman, but when you start adding that at every single school, you're talking about hundreds of prospects that had to play a level lower than maybe their talent would have otherwise dictated. And I think you're going to see more of that in the 22 class. So the kids who are rising seniors, like you said, Larry, I think that's the group that was affected the most because those 21 kids at least got that in-person look as rising juniors. these 22s didn't get it as rising sophomores or rising juniors. So I think you see a lot of sort of logjam effects from the top down, and then you throw in the roster management that has been just crazy from these college coaches' perspective. The portal is as wild as ever. Everyone has an extra year of eligibility, and then we expect the one-time transfer rule to pass here sometime soon. So there's fewer and fewer spots. So the 22 class, I think you'll see more of what we saw last year, and schools signing closer to 20 than 25, again, which really adds up. And you've seen a lot of schools really slow out of the gates this year in terms of taking verbal commitments. I mean, I was looking at some ACC schools today. Duke has zero verbal commitments in the class of 2022, and there's only a handful that have double digits nationally. So you're talking about everyone taking a bit of a more conservative approach compared to years past.
No doubt. John Garcia joining us. John, talk about some of the 7-on-7s. I mean, these have been, I think, lifesavers because at least you get an eyeball the kids more so now than ever before. Talk about that and the importance of these 7-on-7s, because I know you've been at them. It's not football, but it's good athletic ability. You could tell twitch, and you could tell a lot of different things. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every kid that sends a DM, like, hey, what can we do? It's like, put something on tape, something on video. Give somebody a reason to watch what is most important, which is, of course, that Friday night 11-on-11 full gear video. Give someone a tease enough to say, dang, this kid, you know, jumped out of the gym here on this dunk or on this 7-on-7 catch. Now let me go watch his junior year tape. You know, make someone enticed enough to spend 2 or 3 minutes on your video. And that's really what it's about. And you can see a lot of the traits that people look for. And with the technology, like you said, getting creative, you're able to sell that in a certain way. A lot of these 7-on-7 teams, particularly down south, do a really good job of marketing not only their team, but by proxy, their prospects. And there's so many different ways that kids can pop up on radar, even without football. I mean, think of the state of California. They didn't have football during the fall of 2020, right, but they still had prospects sort of emerge, whether it was playing other sports or viral videos or even moving out of the state. Kids sort of found a way. So I think creativity and technology are playing a huge part, and we get to see that a little bit more up close during 7-on-7 this offseason.
No doubt. Talk about how people could follow you, because I know that a lot of people ask me where they could read you, and I know I follow you on social media all the time, but give everybody a way that they could follow you, John, and see some of the great things that you're breaking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all SI.com. SIAllAmerican.com is the direct link to all of our college football and college basketball recruiting coverage. We're actually going to have a big week in basketball, naming the All-American teams on Sports Illustrated, naming the SI99, which is our top 99 in hoops. So stay tuned for a lot of hoops news. But, of course, as you know, Larry, football recruiting is 12 months a year, so we've got plenty of coverage upcoming there as well. SIAllAmerican.com, 100% free, no profiles or anything like that you got to sign up for. Just come check us out.
That is Everglades High School graduate John Garcia. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. We'll catch up very soon.
Sounds good, Blue. Be good.
Good stuff. John Garcia Jr., SI, as he broke everything down for you. He does a great job. Anybody that goes to these things, they got my respect. The guys that just watch things and rip things off, not so much. But John's there. I see him all the time. Gabby, all the guys that we have on the show. I wouldn't bring guys on the show that don't get a chance to see the players, get a chance to see them the way you do. But somebody like John does and certainly does a great job at it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.